This is going to be a short teaching, but it's a very powerful teaching. I think it'll really help you. It's really helped me. I'm just going to teach you what the Lord's taught me. That's what I do. This is called The Benefits of a Strong Spirit. Ephesians 6:10 says to be strong in the Lord. This is essential to victory, being strong in the Lord. We cannot do it in the flesh. You know, the weapons of our warfare are not flesh and blood. Praying in the Spirit releases life into your natural body and into your natural circumstances. It's your power source to overcome. Spirit. There was a local pastor and his wife. I remember years ago, she gave a testimony. And she was being hurt by a lot of people. So she got to where she just, as a pastor's wife, you know, didn't want to be around people that hurt them so badly and everything, that she began to pray in the Spirit about it. And she prayed in the Spirit hours and hours until she said, one day my head cleared the well. And all the bondage, all the hurt, all that stuff just broke off of her. Most men go to much time and expense to take care of this natural man, but to no avail. And I'm going to give you two scriptures here in Romans. Romans chapter 8. I mean, I've talked to you many times about the injury that I suffered and how it's been strictly. The Lord would not allow me to do anything. He wouldn't let me do exercise by my, like therapy. He wouldn't even allow me to go have it seen about. Everything that he had me do was spiritual. It was praying in the Spirit or speaking to. Meditating the Word. Okay, Romans 8, 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. And this is about my favorite here, verse 11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by a Spirit that dwelleth in you. This is God's healing. Now, you know, most people know about the world system and their ways, but this is their God's ways. I remember the Lord saying to me, there's not anything that you will face that you cannot depend on me through the Word of God, praying in the Spirit, that I won't see you through. There's not anything. And I had people, well, many people. Well, you know, people that are fearful, they run to the doctor for everything. Well, it might be broke. Well, my God, you know. Don't you think God can't heal broken bones? Some people just don't know how to take me because I'm just going, aren't you done with this foolishness? This is duped? I mean, we've all been duped. I don't know. Don't want to be hard, don't want to be judgmental, but it's just like, sometimes they need an Aqua Velva moment. Aqua Velva moment. Slap, slap. Thanks, I needed that. You can say that this is the fountain of youth, but it is most certainly the fountain of life. Quicken here means to revitalize or make alive. So if you got something don't work right, the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, and it'll also quicken your mortal body. What do you think rose him from the dead? I remember a story Kenneth Copeland talked about. He had a problem with one of his legs. And he was doing ministry, and he was not taking time, and he wasn't getting in the Word, and he wasn't praying, and he was giving out a bunch. So he got to the point that he was nearly couldn't walk. Well, he went home, or I guess he went to his mother's house, and while he was asleep, she come in there and sat there all night long and prayed in the Spirit and broke that thing off of him. The Spirit. Weak spirit, weak body. Strong spirit, strong body. We've had it in the reverse. Most people attribute all that, well, I ate right and I exercised and I did all these things, you know. I remember Fern Halverson saying in her book, Unseen Forces Beyond This World, that her husband, Phil, was an intercessor. I mean, she did too, but he was the main one. In fact, he's the one that passed the baton to Billy Brim as the intercessor for the End Day Church. They would lead people in prayer. She said never in all their years of marriage was he ever sick, ever acted sick, ever even said anything to indicate he ever had an ache or a pain or anything like that. But this man was the type of guy that he might get 1 hour of sleep a night because God would wake him up and he would pray. Oh, we've been told, well, you got to have your 8 hours. You got to have your, you know, we need to quit babying this flesh. Because that's not where it's at. He was strong in his spirit is why, if he had any problems, he just, like Paul, shake, shake. Proverbs 18:14, let me see what this says. I've seen this. I've proven this in my own body. This is how we learn, like Paul did. He said, I speak with tongues more than you all. This is how Paul got to the place that he could shake the serpent off and suffer no effects, ill effects. That's why he could be stoned to death and some even thought he died, but raise up and go in town and preach. The spirit of man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit he can bear. This is how we overcome. This is how I have overcome some things, physical things like injuries. You can too. Something's not working right in your body. Let's look at 1 Corinthians right quick. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 29. Well, let's just go on up because it kind of all goes together. Verse 26. Now let's go to 25. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But in of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. All right, verse 9 and 10 of 2. But as it is written, I hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. So God knows all things. He lives in us. He has been made unto us wisdom. Now the world's way, it's all flesh, all outward. This is Satan's system. He glories in the flesh. God's kingdom is all about walking in the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. I challenge you to start praying more in the Spirit. Make it a concentrated effort to quit wasting your time. Even if it's, I'm going to go take a bath for 15 minutes. I'm going to pray in the Spirit 15 minutes. All it can do is benefit you. Okay. All right.